Like to welcome you back to All That Stuff in Practice series. A woman was having trouble getting through her Zayin Nikiyim. She had trouble getting through her 7 clean days because she was staining. Any stains she had throughout the month weren't a problem. She would wear colored underwear. But on Zayin Nikiyim, our practice is, our minhag is that a woman wears white underwear, and therefore the stains that she found would cause her problems. And she wanted to know whether she would be able to change her underwear at frequent intervals and make it that there would never be a stain the size of a gris, the size of a penny, that would make a problem for her. Now, obviously, the basis for such a suggestion is based on the Gemara in today's daf and yesterday's daf, that in order for a kesem, in order for a woman who has a stain without a hargasha, in order for it to be a problem, it has to be a certain size, to be the size of a penny. And therefore, this woman thought that if she would be able to change her underwear at frequent intervals, she would hope that there would never be a buildup, there would never be a stain the size of a penny, she would never become tummy, and she would be able to finish as Zayin Nikiyim to become mutter to her husband. The Gemara at the bottom of Notes Amud Aleph discusses Tipei Tipin. If a woman found multiple stains on her garment, and each one of them was smaller than the size of a gris, in that case the Gemara says that it's not a problem. Since each stain I'm able to look at independently, each stain wasn't large enough to be a problem, each one I could theoretically attribute to being a squashed bug, therefore she doesn't become tummy through such stains. Similarly, if a woman finds blood on different begadim, if she changes her underwear at intervals, that there would never be any one stain the size of a gris, the halacha is that it wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, this woman's idea of changing her underwear is in fact recommended by some rabbis. In a case in which a woman finds a small stain on her underwear, a rabbi will say, it's small enough, you're still mutter, and change your underwear to make sure that you don't eventually have a stain the size of a gris. However, many rabbis feel it important to caution that just because every stain that you find is smaller than the size of a gris, it doesn't always mean that you're in the clear. There's a legendary case in which a woman came to a rabbi with so many different stains. Each one of them independently was smaller than the size of a gris, but it was clear that altogether this was basically a woman's period. She had a light period, and she stained slowly, and each stain independently was smaller than the size of a gris, but altogether it was so much blood that it obviously indicated that it was just her regular period. And therefore, although the idea of finding a stain less than a gris can permit you, it's important to make sure that you're not constantly flowing enough that it would be indication of a regular period.